After the show, it's the after party, then after the party, it's the hotel lobby, and after the Belvy, then it's probably Chris, and after the original, it's probably this. Yes, my Fiesta, remix with the homie from the Midwest side. Game recognized, game hoes do too. It's a new 2 live crew, I suppose you knew. So thug, pop the toasters, but don't approach us, or bullets that chase you like Moet Mimosas. Catches both coasters, racing twin poachers, boxes with glocks to the pop you to make you closer. Whoever come closest, you've been warned. But niggas don't get the picture till the weapons is drawn. Make your way backstage, baby girl is on, and we'll be drinking till 6 in the morning.
In the back of the club with my mom, popping bottles of crisps with my mom, put the bar on the tap with my mom, throwing hundreds up for grabs with my mom, cause it's about to go down tonight. I'ma be drinking till the early design, nigga high like a motherfucking design. Take 3 honeys just to make me feel design. My, it's what they all say when they see the frozen eyes. They say, my, anytime they see them big things on the side. Why y'all got a club date, I'm fucking with arenas. Got your man saying, tell me have you seen her? Yeah, she with me on the low, getting high off the dough. Got her knees on the floor, Fiesta.
Salutations, my brother. What's happening? What's going on, bro?
What's going on, brother? What's going on? How you doing, brother?
I'm good. I'm alive. I'm breathing. Shit, I'm still here. Can you hear me?
Come on. Come on. How you been, brother? How you been? I know it's been heck of a lot in the streets, you know, with this COVID stuff.
Yeah, you know, still adhering to, you know, CDC protocol and regulations as best as I can. You know, having to, you know, advise, you know, certain people that they should be doing the same just seems to, you know, be going in one ear and out the other for most people. But, you know, stick to your guns. If you was nasty way before this outbreak, you know, just continue to be nasty. I'm going to just advise you to keep
Come
that
on.
Mess away from me. Sitting there, you know, working with people that still feel as if, you know, that sink and that, you know, antibacterial soap just does not exist after they get done doing their business, and then had the nerve to think that, you know what I'm saying, you ain't catch wind of what they did, and later on, they the same ones trying to dap you up and all that kinds of stuff. I'm like, if you don't get the hell on somewhere, but, you know,
trying to dap you up,
we doing everything
you
that
eat,
we can.
All that.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. But welcome back. Definitely happy to have you back. Shout out to everybody that's tapped in with us right now. Matty Ams and Wood, you know, checking in. So, my brother, I have a dilemma, right?
Uh-oh.
I, you know, caught wind of this a little earlier when I was at work, you know, just so happened to be listening to a podcast outside of hours, obviously, and it struck a nerve at me. And the synopsis of, you know what I'm saying, what they was talking about was, you know, does it matter who makes, you know, more money, you know, between the woman or the man? And mm-hmm. I just figured that, you know, I would pull a little scenario for you and for, you know, our listening viewers to introduce the topic. And, you know what I'm saying, let's just see where, you know, we go with it. Let's see where we go with
Come
it.
On.
So, you know, if you're ready to get right, let's go ahead and get lit. So,
let's jump in the pot.
Let's go ahead. All right, let's go ahead and get it going right here. So, Joey and Amber recently got married, bro. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Amber is a neurosurgeon, and she earns $400,000 a year. Right.
Oh.
Joey is a manager at Finish Line, and he earns $44,000 a year. Stay with me now. Stay with me now. All right, so mind you, Amber paid for this wedding, right? Joey moved into, you know, her crib. Amber bought him a new Lexus to replace his old beat-down, run-down hoopty, you know, his Honda Accord, his 96 Accord. And she even, you know, came out her pocket for their 2-week honeymoon to Jamaica. All right. Joey loves Amber with all his heart and vice versa. And they pretty content. And they seem to be pretty content and pretty happy together. But Amber's, family and friends and all that, they saying that, she's stupid as hell for being with a man that makes, hold on, let me get my calculator out. Mind you, she a neurosurgeon and she makes $400,000 a year. And, Joey only makes $44,000 a year. So that's $356,000 that separates Amber's annual income and Joey's annual income. Keep that number in mind, brother. All right, so since, Joey is the man, obviously, is there a problem with their financial arrangement as it's presently constructed? If they in love, bro, does the money difference make them unequally yoked? And unless we have a lady that is going to tap in with us at some point in time throughout the duration of this show, this is what I would have to, go ahead and just jump into asking you. If you are Keith in this situation, does it matter that, your lady makes more money than you? And considering that you're in a relationship, I ain't saying that, you put your business out there rightfully, but would you, would it do something to your ego if your lady made more money than you, a considerable amount more than you? Let's start there and see where we go with it.
All right. Well, the first thing I need to ask, what is he bringing to the table? Because I can tell you right now, ain't much he can bring to the table that she ain't already got at this table. Yeah, nah. Personally, as a man, I don't have a problem if my woman makes more money than me. But what is it that I'm going to be able to bring to this table to let her know and to make me still feel like a man? You got to think about it, brother. This fool moved in her house. This man a whip. She paid for the wedding. She paid for the honeymoon. So far, you done told me she paid for everything. So what is he bringing to this table? Nah, I had to stop with the family on this one. He love her. He love all that money she making. She's like a neurosurgeon. Oh, yeah. We gonna make a nice little couple, me and you. I'm sitting here thinking about this Benz that I'm fixing to get. I'm about to get me a nice old G-Wagon. I'm thinking about this Rolex I need as a wedding gift from you. What is he bringing to this table? I don't have a problem if the woman is making, if the woman is the breadwinner, but what are you doing to make it equal? Because right now, finances are equal. She already up on you, partner. She got you a car. She got
that's
you in her house. She already up.
I'm
pretty sure she buying groceries, too.
That's a $356,000 difference, bro.
No.
Listen.
No.
I mean, what we not going to do is sit here in front like, that wouldn't do something to, our ego as men if, our ladies made more money than what we made. Do it really matter, if it's, a considerable amount of money that she make more than you or, if she just make more than you, period, does that do something to your ego?
No.
Even if
I said,
what I'm saying, you ain't really forthcoming with it, is that still doing something to your ego? Is that messing you up kind of psychologically?
Well, most people are aware I am a feminist. I believe in women empowerment. I believe in women and managerial spots. I am all for the empowerment and for the betterment of women. Always have
Hell
been
yeah.
and always will be.
Come on.
So, no, I don't have a problem if she's making more money than me. I don't have a problem if she's making a substantial amount of money more than me. The problem I have is if me as a man, am I failing to be the head of the household or am I failing to not bring anything to the table? I have to, apparently I can't bring finances to the table. So you're going to have to combat finances with something else, efforts or time or something's going to have to equal up to the finances that she's bringing that you lack. I don't care if she's making my money to me.
I'm laying her down right every night.
Nah,
you probably, feel me?
Because anybody, any woman can go out here and get and have sex with any man. Women deny men way more than men deny women.
It ain't my sex, though. It ain't my sex, though. It's levels to it. You feel me? I'm gonna make
that's
sure
right,
that she's
but
straight.
She can get it too. Doggone, they came out with robots that can do what you doing now. So I don't even want to hear this here. I want to hear that right there.
The way I put that thing down, trust me, like me making $356,000 less annually, that ain't gonna mean a hill of beans to her. The way I'm laying that down at night throughout the duration of the day and in the morning, like that ain't gonna mean a damn thing in the grand scheme of things. You feel me?
When she look at that billfold and realize that she got to foot this month and next month's bill, and all you doing is having sex with her. You getting sex with
bro.
You living the dream because you ain't paying for nothing and you're getting the coochie.
So, listen. Don't be out here spending money frivolously anyway. Like, look, I ain't down on my knees begging, Amber to buy me a new whip. Yeah, I'm getting tired of having the antifreeze in my tank every so often. Yeah, I'm sick of having to, ring on doorbells hella early in the morning to see if any of my neighbors is up to give me a jump, because my battery shot. Hell yeah, I'm getting tired, of having to, unlock the car from the front. Some days I might just be crawling to get out the car from the passenger side or have to get out through the back or something like that. Yeah, I'm tired of all of that, but I ain't begging her to give me no new car. How am I supposed to be, feeling if I just, came home one day and seen, that Lexus? Because I think that's what, the synopsis had said. She bought, your Lexus, and that thing is just sitting outside in the garage with a bow on it, and it's like, she put a blindfold on me when she knew I was coming in from work, and she took me to the garage, and she took that blindfold off of me, and bam, there you go, you see it, that 20, I don't even know, like, I ain't, whatever Lexus is right there for me, and she like, babe, this for you. What you think? I'm going to feel some kind of way. I'm going to be like, babe, shit, we going out tonight. You feel me? Like, that's the least
we
I can do.
We going out, but you paying.
Show my...
We going, you, yeah. She, y'all going out, but she paying.
I just got paid.
BK?
Hell, bro.
Nah, but we going to get a
me and her, we come from, we done put in a lot of, pain together. Like, yeah, it was a time, we were sharing, a milkshake, one straw, that whole, romantic
that
thing.
She
like,
bought.
Yeah, it was a time, can I finish before you interrupt me? Just like,
go ahead.
It was a time, we were sliding a little season and stuff, and we might have, split a box, but. That's what you do. Like, she was with me when I ain't have nothing. And, to some people that's tapped in with us right now, it may still seem as if I ain't got nothing.
She the one that got the money.
Hey, but she loved me, though.
You got a spot in her crib.
We just got married, right? Did you think we was going to continue to live separately? So what, if I live, in the projects, on that side of town and she live, on the outskirts of the city, she got her little house on about 2 or 3 acres, what you think going to happen? I'm definitely not going to have her, come to the hood and live with me. Freak you thought. Hell
well,
yeah, I'm moving
well,
in the crib.
Y'all could have went in half on the crib. Y'all could have went in half. Now, y'all could have went in half on the whip.
I got student loans and stuff, bro. I'm still paying that off, bro. She understand that. Like, she pretty much, permitted me to just take care of, my debt and all that stuff. And she know I'm trying. She know, I had a little layoff with school. I'm trying to get myself back right educational-wise. And, I got aspirations of becoming, like, an engineer, something to complement, what she currently
you
does
to
as a profession. Like,
taken care of. She gonna be doggone near retired by the time you finish what you doing.
Listen, I keep telling you, bro, it's not a sprint, you know what I'm saying? It's a marathon. I'm going to get there. Shoot, you know what I'm saying? I got to, at least, you know what I'm saying, I'm bringing something to the table. You feel me? Like,
shoot.
Now, it might be,
what?
You know.
What? That's what I'm asking. What you bringing to the table?
I mean, she might have, you know, an appetizer. She might have the entree. Hell, she might even have dessert and all that stuff already at the table. What's to say, you know what I'm saying, somebody should be looking at me sideways because I bring a pitcher of water to the table? Hell, you got to have something to wash all that down with, don't you? That's something.
Yeah, but we making all this
at
money. We ain't drinking water like that.
I don't care. You, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't want to choke. You don't want to choke on that chicken bone and all that. So that's what, you know, I brought this pitcher of water for. You feel me? So that's what we going to do. I mean, we oftentimes say, bro, you can't, you know what I'm saying, break bread with somebody that ain't bringing nothing to the table. You act like I'm just walking up at the table with nothing but an appetite. That's what you act like.
But that's what it seemed like.
But she loves
you,
though.
You only come in there with your plastic plate, your disposable utensils, and you trying to steak after you eat. You the one taking the go box.
I'm gonna sit at that table. Hey, I'm gonna sit at that table. I'm gonna get my belly full, and that's what we gonna do. She knew my situation.
Exactly. You going about your business.
She knew my. Hey, listen. I put everything out there on the table for her when we, you know what I'm saying, was beginning to build and all that kind of stuff. She knew my situation, so it ain't like I'm deceiving her in any, you know what I'm saying, fashion. That's just what so happened to be the circumstances. She seen beyond, you know, what I bring in, you know, every 2 weeks and stuff. And even though she acknowledged that it's like, dang, what you make in 2 weeks, I kind of make in a stretch of days. But, you know, that's not the point. The point of the matter is that we are happily married. We just got married. We're finna enjoy 2 weeks in Jamaica. And everything is good. Like, I could care less, you know
all
what I'm saying, about what
you
niggas
right.
Like,
everything good when you ain't got to pay for nothing.
She, but she, you must have just bypassed, I just said she knew my situation way before I got down on a bended knee. And if she accept me for that, I could care less. I could give a rat's behind who think any kind of way because of what I got going on. I don't like her mama and daddy that much anyway, but I tell you, her sister keep on winking at me. I might have to knock her down in the process. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
I could care less what the family thing.
Where'd you get this money to buy that engagement ring? Because I know you ain't have it working that foot finish long.
I mean,
where are you the money
from? I ain't about to sit there and... I hope so. I'm trying to explain to you the situation. I'm explaining the situation.
Hey, baby. How you doing? I need. I know. You know. You got to come to me for anything. Do you mind if can you front me at least $2,000-$3,000 real quick so you can go out there and buy her engagement ring?
No. I ain't going that bad. Like, you act like, all right, so by that measure, I'm pretty much asking her to, you know, outfit my entire, you know, groomsmen. I'm asking her to make sure I'm outfitted. And I pretty much just done tossed her the bill for everything concerning the wedding. Food, photography, venue, all that stuff. We might as well just go on by that measure, right? Right? Since, you know what I'm saying, I can't get my side of the story out.
He did take care of everything.
Now, she ain't by the ring, so let me tell you what happened with that. So we can, like, not
you
sit there and
that?
Throw, you know what I'm saying, listen, we can't sit there and throw Joey all the way
you
under the bus. Maybe, you know what I'm saying, he had him a little savings. He had been, you know. Listen, maybe he had a little savings fund, and we not going to disclose what was in there, but, hell, it was enough to get a ring. Now, I'm not saying that he went to some – I'm not saying he went to Jacob or anything of that nature to get no ring. If he got the ring out the middle of the mall, it is what it is. It's still a ring at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? You act like ring pop or something like that. Like we was in some – like we was kids or – no. I got her a ring. Hell, it might not be, you know – it might be a tenth of a carat or something like that. You might have to get like a magnifying glass just to see that thing on her finger, but nonetheless, it's still there. so what if I got it for a discount on top of a discount? You know what I'm saying? I might have had to put it on layaway or something like that, and it might not have been all that expensive from the get-go. The fact of the matter is that I got a ring for her, and I got on a bended knee, and I proposed marriage to the woman I love. That's all that mattered, right?
It's probably fake. Probably going to turn that finger green.
I mean, you know, we take proactive measures to ensure that her finger does not, you know, get contaminated by the materials and things that, you know, go to make up that ring. But that's going to be all right, because that ain't to say that ring that I got her is going to be the end-all, be-all. Like I said, you know, I'm able to keep this job as a manager at Finish Line because, you know, I'm an astute salesman. I came from the bottom and worked my way into management. And I'm doing school on the side, too. So niggas like you can't just sit there and ridicule me because you looking at the now. Like, look at what I'm doing right now that's going to be like a prerequisite for, like, what I'm going to be doing in the future. You got to give Joey his props on that part. Hell, she could have said no as far as my marriage proposal go, but she ain't do that. Now what? Money ain't mean
ashamed.
That much. She still said yes to me. Ashamed of what?
Ashamed.
Dude.
Nah, she said yes. You done deceived that poor child. She needs her family. Her family, right?
I'm looking for a sugar baby. I want somebody to take care of me. I'm ready to retire. Shoot. If a chick tells me I ain't got to work no more today, bump giving them a 2 weeks, they gonna start blowing up my phone asking me where I'm at, bro. I'm out.
And what you gonna do?
I'm gonna sit up in the house. I'm gonna prop my feet up on that couch. And, you know, I might feel compelled to get up off my ass every now and again and put something on the stove before she get in from work. I might do a little sweeping. I might do a little mopping. You feel me? I'm gonna make sure that, you know what I'm saying, like, the dog, you know, stays off the bed and the furniture and all that stuff. You know what I'm saying? I might have her bath water ran by the time she gets to the crib, but I'm going to be doing my thing nonetheless. But for the most part, it's going to be me. And, you know, I'm waiting on that new Xbox and that new PlayStation to drop, and she sure is going to get me that. And it's just going to be that. You know what I'm saying? Like, freak what her family thinks. She know my heart. And at the end of the day, that's all that matters. Baby,
and she
girl,
know
my
it's filthy.
Heart.
And she know it's filthy. Disgusting.
I wouldn't say
dirty.
That.
That's
the
problem
it.
With niggas like you.
That.
Just want to lay there and be taken care of and don't want to do nothing. No passion,
right.
No goal.
I'm tired.
Hey, shame.
You damn right. I'm tired. I'm tired, bro. I'm tired. I'm looking for a sugar baby now. I just want to lay back, prop my feet up, and somebody take care of me. That's all I want to happen. Like, you know, the world has been undergoing a lot of change here, bro, the past, you know, several years and things. And I just feel like gender roles, as, you know, we may have grown up to believe, may not be the thing anymore. Like you said, you believe that women have the right to do the same kinds of things and be afforded the same kinds of luxuries and privileges and rights that we as men do. So if the woman is the breadwinner of the household, I'm not going to be upset at that. Shoot, I might even embrace the opportunity of being a house dad. You never know. You just never know.
A house dad.
Hell yeah. You sound disgusting. You sound disgusting right now.
A house dad.
You sound disgusting. Hell yeah. A house dad. Yeah. A house dad. Boy, I'll play that role something good, bro. You feel me? Hell yeah. You know, I get up. You know what I'm saying? I might pop you, you know, a pop tart or two in the toaster, you know. I might fix you a little bowl of cereal, you know. I might even go out. Not like I would, you know, that I plan on living somewhere where it's super duper cold, but just for giggles, say that, you know what I'm saying, I'm living in a cold weather city, particularly during the winter months and everything. I even get out there and shovel and plow that snow for that Lexus that you bought for me, because that Lexus is all-wheel drive, you know, days that you might not feel like taking your car. You hear me? I ain't just going to, you know, mooch off of her or whatnot. You know,
okay, bro.
And you know, I ain't signing no prenup either. We in this together. You hear me?
Oh no, we ain't.
What's mine is yours. You hear me? You hear me?
Oh no, boy, I ain't doing none of that without a prenup.
But yeah, man. All jokes aside, like you know, just to like get off the comedic like real quick. If we often have said that, you know, we want to be with ladies that, you know, bring something to the table, like, it really would be counterproductive and quite, like, hypocrisy if I literally was, like, leading, like, our listeners to believe that I have no work ethic of my own. Like, you know what I'm saying? It don't matter how good, you know what I'm saying, I was in the bedroom, like, for real, like, a lady should feel the same way, you know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, like, you want to be walking with somebody, like, step for step, stride for stride. You don't want to be pulling somebody, you know what I'm saying, dragging them along with you and everything. But, you know, as that, you know, scenario had asked us, you know, if they're, you know, Joey and Amber's arrangement is just that, and, you know, they're happy, then that really is all that matters. But let me ask you this, so, how much of the family's, like, you know, influence, how much of, like, family's influence, like, would that have on you, per se? As a
you
man, let's, like, do. Let's...
This must be for this must be for the congregations, you know. This ain't for
yeah,
Mac.
Yeah, like...
Because Mac know how I feel.
Yeah. So, you know, if your lady... In the hypothetical sense, let's just say, you know, like, for real, bro, she ain't bringing nothing to the table but some coochies. But you love her, though. But your mama and, you know what I'm saying, your OGs in your ear, like, what the hell is going on with you? Like, they tired of seeing you, you know what I'm saying, picking up all these shifts. You know, she ain't doing nothing but chilling, you know. Granted, she might got your baby or something like that, but for the most part, she not doing nothing. They see it on your face, you tired, Sam, but you just keep persevering and pushing and all that. Would that have any bearing on your relationship, you know what I'm saying, with your lady and stuff going forward? They not telling you this because they absolutely hate the girl. I mean, they kind of grew to, like, really dislike her and for good reason. But, like, how much of your family's ear would have, like, a bearing on how you would move in your relationship going forward?
Personally, my family wouldn't have no bearing on my relationship moving forward. The issue would be, you know, you pulling the whole load with no help. That would be the issue. Because then, brother, that right there would not be fair. So, yeah, that's what would get me. I understand, you know, but you have to bring something. If all she bringing to the table, you know, is sex, that's not enough. Not enough at all. Family would have no bearing because I personally would have to be going through what I'm going through. I have to get tired of, you know, footing the bill for two of us when the other one is capable but not willing to. That definitely would be, me getting frustrated and me tired of having to do that all by myself. It would have nothing to do with, you know, the family. You know, that is real in a lot of relationships where especially nowadays, one person is doing everything. And now I'm very thankful that the relationship that I'm currently in, it's not like that. That it's actually a team effort.
Which, you know, ideally is what it should be. Now, to, like, flip the script right quick, even though, like, we don't have a lady to, like, parlay with, I just, you know, again, I don't want to put on the front to make it seem like, you know, that wouldn't, you know, do something to, you know, our egos as men. And even, you know, me getting in the character like that for a little bit, being very dismissive that, you know, a lady makes, you know, considerable of, like, more than me. The moment, you know what I'm saying, some static arises, oh, man, she going to blow that up. And she going to throw all that in your face.
Oh,
And you ain't really gonna be able to say nothing.
She got all the ammo in the world. She gonna have all the ammo in the world. That's why I'm taking care of your tail. No good nigga. You need a girl. I'm getting a better job. I'm paying all the bills.
You
ain't doing nothing.
She done had enough.
Sitting here.
She done had enough.
Sitting on my dog couch. In my dog house. All you doing is sitting there scratching your ball. It ain't even that good.
Eating up my food. All types of stuff. You know, for real, that ain't going to do nothing but, like, damage you psychologically because, you know what I'm saying, you got to think, bro. Anytime, you know what I'm saying, you, like, begin to, like, meet somebody, you building with somebody, like, you know what type of conversations we done had. You just better imagine what kind of conversations the ladies have. You know what I'm saying? They got to know every little thing about, you know, this person that you getting to know and everything. What do they do? Like, what they like? All types of stuff. How does that really sound? That, you know, her girls are asking her these questions and she's, you know, tried to, you know, dismiss it as best as possible, but the most she continues to go on in this relationship, she finally just break one day and, you know what I'm saying, she asked, you know, her girls not to leak any of that out, and let's just say, you know, one day one of, you know, her girlfriends, you know, intercepts, like, her mama or something like that. And due to how much, you know, her girlfriend, you know, loves her and all that, and, like, she's been able to visibly notice that she's, you know, busting her tail and all kinds of stuff. Her parents are, like, unbeknownst to this. She's like, you know, I know Amber trusted me not to tell, you know, this, but I just can't keep this in no more. You know, Joey is working, but he ain't really working. Amber's doing everything, and as much as she tries to wear a smile, you know, front like she's happy, I know that she ain't, you know what I'm saying? So now, you know what I'm saying, mama ain't really gonna be feeling that. You know, daddy really ain't gonna be feeling that. And now Joey, you know what I'm saying, thinking that everything is sweet. They done got invited out to a little family function one night. And then next thing you know, Amber breaks off with, you know, the ladies that's, you know, in attendance. And, you know, the fellas are kind of, you know, doing their thing after a while at this function. So they gathered around, you know, they having beers and they playing cards and all that. And, you know, the daddy done been sizing Joey up all night. Like I said, Joey thinking everything is sweet. Everything is good. Because for this point, everything had been good. And then, you know, the daddy just go ahead and just crack that can open. So Joey, you know what I'm saying, he begins asking them same type of questions interrogators, you know, ask, you know, criminals and suspects and all that stuff in the interrogation room, rhetorical questions. So, you know, Joey, you know what I'm saying, you know, how that job and stuff going along? Oh, you know, Mr. You know, O'Neill, everything good, you know what I'm saying, I'm about to get a promotion, blase blah, and then, you know, he just go ahead and shut all that down. Well, I heard that you ain't working. Next thing you know, little Joey done choked on his little beer and all that stuff. You thought he was about to pass out, die, and all that. And then, you know, man, like, one thing that, you know, fathers definitely, you know, appreciate above all other things, if you treat my daughter right, you know what I'm saying, you ain't taking advantage of her in no kind of way.
Come on.
So.
Yeah, that. And then, but okay, so let's say that does happen. Because you know, understand, if she's making this type of money, the circle that she's running with, you know, the girls that she talks to, what their husbands do, the jobs that they have, you know, this ain't just, you know, she the only one out of everybody making this type of money. Usually, you know, birds of a flock, you know, birds of the same feathers.
Yeah, they definitely flock together.
So, you know, she ain't the only one making this type of money in this little circle. And so, you know, what happens after, you know, they get home? You know, he continues to smile through the evening. And then they get home behind closed doors. And he like, yo, you done told everybody I ain't working, all this and all that. Got all these, got me looking stupid in front of everybody. You know, what happens with that relationship?
I think that it's definitely going to, you know, strike a nerve, you know what I'm saying, within, you know, Amber. because that ain't gonna do nothing but just like get to her, like hearing these stories about, hey, like, you know, your girlfriends, you know, husbands, their significant others, you know, they're doing all these things that, you know, your husband isn't. And it ain't like, you know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. it's no closet competition amongst any of y'all, but like you said, you definitely want to, you know, surround yourself with people that, you know, it motivate and inspire you directly and indirectly. Now, what does it sit there and look like if y'all planning, like, this couples retreat to some exotic place and you know she knows beyond a shadow of a doubt that all of her girlfriends and their husbands are pretty much, you know what I'm saying, footing everything, you know, together, and she's footing, mm-hmm. like, everything, literally everything for, you know, Joey and her to come and, you know, vacation and stuff. She goes
well,
and they're out
further.
On this vacation.
Let's say,
hold on, I was
everybody going on this vacation, but all their husbands is paying for it. They husband is taking this bill right here. I didn't mean to cut you off, but, you know, let's say the husband is actually paying for this, but she has to pay for them, too. That would do something to a woman's ego. Because now she feels like, you know, everybody happily married, everybody had a man to support them, and I'm sitting here with this no good nigga. Doggone, I can't stand him to the doggone dollar store to get a Corvette Nose without having to get him about $10, $15 to get it. Or giving him my keys to go get it because he talking about he ain't got no gas in that there Lexus. You know, that to me, that will become a major problem for a woman in that position.
It is. It may not in the beginning, you know, until, like, most people begin to, you know, be aware of their circumstances. And mind you, like I said, she ain't, you know what I'm saying, bragging and boasting and everything. But listen, like, you know, what if, you know, she, you know, was just, like, out? What if, you know, I don't know, like, what if, you know, she had invited, you know, one of her girls over, right?
Mm-hmm.
What if Joey got off a little early, you know, that day? Now, mind you, she hadn't, you know, really been telling nobody, you know, what, you know, been going on. Of course, like, you know, Joey has, you know, been trying to, you know, get better, but Joey has, you know, been unable to get better and stuff. But they done been together for a minute. Like I said, you know, they just got married. And the girlfriend, you know, notices that, you know, like I said, when Joey comes in, like you said, you know, Amber thought, you know, he was going to be working late tonight. He just happened to get off early. Mm-hmm. He ain't know that, you know what I'm saying, she was having company or nothing like that. And like I said, Amber thought by the time he got in, you know, girlfriend was going to be long gone by then. Joey comes in the mm-hmm. house. Of course, you know what I'm saying, he knows of this girl. They've seen each other out and about before. They met. But she sees that finish line shut on him, and she kind of, you know, eases on up, you know, a little bit of conversation, but you know what I'm saying, she knows it's about time, you know, for her to go, just out of respect kind of thing. And next thing you know, before she even get in her car and drive off, she texting the rest of the girlfriends like, yo, I cannot believe, like, they in this big old nice house, nice cars, all that stuff. She was under the impression that this nigga was like a doctor or an engineer, construction worker or something.
Mm-hmm.
She sees
boy,
this
son.
Nigga works out at the mall, bro. And
they
then you
about,
know what
we need to go. We need to verify this. We need to pull up on them.
Like, you could about imagine what that conversation is going to be like the next time they have like a little girls' night out or something like that, you know? And that's when, you know,
yeah,
the cat
you know
is going to come out
do?
The bag.
Women is petty. Women is petty for other women.
Hell yeah.
You know, Amber, so what, you never told us, what is it that so-and-so does for a living? She would say something like, oh, he's a sales consultant. You know. A sales consultant? For what? To who? you know. And then that's where you know.
Yeah, they gonna like force that out of her, you know, because like so under this, like they just have been under this impression that, you know, they just got like, you know, they really are, you know, doing their thing together as a couple, but they never really, you know, knew what he did. They would just, you know, she kind of just like never really let it out the bag. She just let them know that, you know, he was just, you know, he was doing his thing. But now they know for real, like this nigga is a manager at the Finish Line, and you just know. Ain't nobody in the mall making no wild, crazy money. I don't care what position you got. You know what I'm saying? So,
but y'all don't own it.
Yeah, unless you, like, own the mall or something like that, nobody, regardless of what position they got that works in the mall, makes that wild, crazy type of money. I mean, you respect people that work. You know, I ain't taking nothing away from nobody, but you know that. That's public knowledge. So, you know my little situation. When I sat out there and went out to the mall trying to, you know, get a manager job out at Hibbett, you know what I'm saying? And you know what dollar amount I put on that, you know, application. Being generous. And that was me being... This man, that nigga looked at that daggone application, that line that I put desired amount on, and looked at me back at that application, is like, man, yo, like, I can't.
He was like, I don't even make that.
Yeah, I don't even make nowhere near that. And I'm like, well, if you kind of like the head honcho and you don't make nothing close to that, that make it seem like I'm wilding out based on what I asked for on the application. And this nigga told me the best he would be able to do, the absolute best. What was it? I want to say it might have been like $9, $10, and 39.5 hours a week, no more. So, it like, you know what I'm saying, it won't no opportunities for overtime. And that just had me like, well, as much as I love kicks and all that stuff, like, unless I, you know, just wanted to do that as like a side hustle or something like that, I could never do that full time. So, yeah, you know, I definitely wouldn't. I wouldn't embrace no chick that ain't have no work ethic. I think that, you know, for the most part, you kind of would like presume, based on, you know, what I currently do now as a profession, what I have been doing for almost the past 5 years, that it may be a possibility that I make more than, you know, my lady, even though I'm single. Ladies, make sure y'all catch that, write that down. Not with nobody, not no situations, and definitely not a hoe, but that's a whole nother conversation for another podcast, right? But, you know, I couldn't, you know, be with somebody, definitely wouldn't want to be with somebody that, you know, wasn't bringing nothing to the table. Like, I don't mind you sitting down and eating, but damn it, you got to bring something, you know. So, and, you know, I couldn't stomach the fact that, you know, my lady was making a considerable amount more than me, and I just wasn't, like, really contributing nothing to, you know, our romance, our relationship. Like, she's doing everything. So, you know, I know I went on a little tangent there being like a comedian, but in all actuality, like, that would make me feel really low and less of a man if that was the situation. So, you know,
I'm not on that, but I understand it wholeheartedly.
Yeah, but as always, bro, you know, they love when, you know, we get together, we politic, you know, we chop things up. They definitely love when we get together. The ratings be through the roof when Maddie and Wood get on this thing. So I just wanted us to tap in right quick. You know, the people was calling for us to do a show, so, you know, I had to give the people what they want. And like I said, we're getting tired of you taking these little hiatuses and everything. I'm not going to tell you no more. It needs to stop. Or there will be great ramifications if you continue to play, you know what I'm saying, like you don't know where you're supposed to report and check in to daily, nigga. Daily, nigga. Just remember that.
You done?
I've been finished. As long as you heard what I said, I ain't got nothing else to say.
don't listen to foolishness. No, don't argue with fools.
You got a lot of you got a lot of volume in your voice. You better turn that thing on down, bro.
You want to move? Come move, partner. Believe that.
At Maddie Amv on Snapchat, that is where you can find me the most. I don't know if you want to extend that because I do have respect for what you got going on. And, you know, I don't know if you want to plug yourself in. You might have some people that may need some advice and stuff out here that may want to, you know, get advice from you and not me and stuff. So if you want to plug anything in where they can follow you at, you can do that. But if not, I guess, you know, we got dinner to prepare. Yeah, what's for dinner tonight, son? You're supposed to be fixing me a nice meal, a nice hearty meal or something like that. And do mind you, you know, I've been on a diet here the last 3 weeks or so. So, you know, nothing that's, you know, high in calories and fatty acids and all that stuff. So I'm thinking some grilled chicken, thinking, you know, some rice. Maybe some spinach, something of that nature. A nice, you know, smooth but sub to, you know, beverage. Not a lot of sugar, but definitely something that, you know, ain't bland and all that stuff too. So it's a little late, you know what I'm saying? I usually don't like to be eating past 6:30. You a little late, you know what I'm saying? You gotta do better for your father, you know what I'm saying? I put you on this earth. I deserve way more gratitude than, you know what I'm saying, what I'm getting. Hell, I done went home and, went out to work and earned today's paper.
Get it together.
You
flipping on your words, man.
You ain't got dinner and stuff prepared for your daddy. Like, the hell going on with you, nigga? Don't make me take my belt off and beat you.
And get
no better than that. I love you, bro.
Get strangled with it.
Rock.
Love you too, brother.
I love you.
Love you too.
That's what it is, man.
Wood,
take us out, bro.
All right, once again, we want to thank you for coming on and following us, the Politicking, here at the Come On Somebody podcast. We love you. Stay posted for more. Continue to follow us on all social media platforms. We appreciate you. We love you. That's it for this evening. Come on, Matt. Take us out.
Hey, man, be safe. You know, prevent yourself from catching any kind of COVID, STDs, and all that stuff. Just stay safe out here.
Church, wash your hands, not niggas.